Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Erev in Daf Tesvav, and we are starting about 8 lines in at the two dots with the words Hoysa Evan Achaz Gedoyla, and the Vilna source of Daf. It's right at the beginning of Yudal and Bez. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basib Yaakov Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing Pasibi Rois. Let's remember a well is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and if it's in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, one's not allowed to draw water from it because that's transferring from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And so the Mishnah taught that one can make Pasibi Rois, which literally means boards for wells. This is a Mechitza Gerua. It's two boards of 6 Tfachim each connected at a right angle at all 4 corners, some distance from the well, and the entire area inside is not considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And so now we continue discussing what these boards could be. Let's say there's a large stone. Imagine 4 large stones at the corners near the well, and he wants to use the stone as the pasim. But the problem is, it's not actually 2 boards. It's not like 2 thin flat stones. It's just 1 big block of stone. Could it be used or not? And the answer is, Ryan, we view it as if she'im techalek, if it's split, v'yesh ba'shisha lakan v'shisha lakan, and there's 6 tfachim here and 6 tfachim there, nidim shum diomed, so we judge it as diomed. Diomed, remember, means du amud, 2 amudim, it's like 2 posts. In other words, when we say that we're splitting it, you can see there's a picture over here in the Karbana Eidah or in Rav Chaim or in Art Scroll, whichever Gemara you're using, that is if we split it diagonally, and if you view it from the outside, not from the inside, but from the outside, you have 2 flat sides, and those are each 6 tfachim, and so here you have your pasim, here's the diomed. However, Istanai Tani, there are those that teach she'im techakek, if it's hollowed out, not she'im techalek, if it's split, but im techakek, if it's hollowed out. Now, what's the difference between these two opinions? And the Havamina is Havan Baimim, and they want to say the Madamar she'im techakek, according to the second Madamar, that if it's carved out, mudded mibifnim, that means we're measuring from the inside. We'll explain this in a moment. Whereas Madamar she'im techalek, according to the first Madamar, that if it's split, mudded mibachutz, means we're judging from the outside. In other words, according to the first Madamar she'im techalek, we're looking from the outside of the stone, that if we split it diagonally, like we said before, and then we take a look at the right angle from the outside, do we have 6 tfachim on each of those sides meeting up at a corner? If yes, then it would be considered diomed. According to the second Madamar, though, of she'im techakek, we would have to view it as if it's hollowed out from the inside, and it means that we're kilu looking at the hollowed out right angle from the inside, and it means that we'd have to have a measurement of 6 tfachim on the inside, not on the outside, and that's an afkamina. And obviously there's going to be a difference in measurement, because the measurement of the inside of the right angle is actually going to be shorter than the measurement of the outside, due to the fact that we have the thickness of the wall itself that takes away some of the length. However, Amar Biyasa, Biyasa asks, that can't be the afkamina, because v'loy ad kiklipas ha-shem achitzayna, isn't it enough for the thinness of the boards to be as thin as the outer peel of garlic, which is basically hair thin? And in such a case, at asid lamida, you still would establish it as diomed, and that means that havaloy shanya, there's really no difference bein kamad da'amar she'im techalek, bein kamad da'amar she'im techakek, that according to both these ma'da'amrim, techalek and techakek, ma'din mebifnim, you'd be measuring from inside. In other words, Rabbi's question is that there doesn't actually have to be any significant thickness to these diomed boards. They could be as thin as a piece of paper, or as the outer shell of garlic, as he just said, which means that even according to the ma'da amar of techakek, that we're measuring from the inside, there's not any significant difference between measuring from the inside and outside, because if we were to carve out the stone and shave it down till it's razor thin, the nafkamina measuring from the outside and inside is so negligible, it can't be that's what these ma'da amar are arguing about. Imagine the machalik is being as follows, that according to the first ma'da amar, it measures precisely 6 tfachim from the outside, but according to the second ma'da amar, it's not valid, because when you measure from the inside, it's measuring 5.99999 tfachim, and that's not valid. It can't be that's machalikas. And therefore, according to everybody, we're actually measuring from the inside. So what is the nafkamina? Ma'da amar shim techakek, according to the second ma'da amar of techakek, that's ba'agula, we're talking about even a round stone, and ma'da amar shim techalek, according to the first ma'da amar of techalek, bim rubas, we're talking about a square stone. In other words, the machalikas is, how many times do we say rayin, that we view it as if it's fill in the blank? According to ma'da amar of techakek, the stone can actually even be round, and then we're saying 2 rayins, we're first being raya as if it's square, and then we're being raya as if we're carving out the inside as well, so we would have an L-shaped stone of 6 tfachim on both sides. Whereas according to the Manda Amar of Techalek, it has to start off as a square stone in order for us to be able to say just 1 Rayin that we split in half diagonally, and then we would have our diomed. And the Hidol Chashu Kain, you should know that that is an afkamina, Techein Tanoya Masav L'Chavre, because one Manda Amar told the other one, Ein Bein Dvar L'Dvarecha, the only difference between me and you is Ela Sha'ata Aymer Ba'gula Vani Aymer Mubas. You say this could apply even if the stone is round, and I say it could only apply if the stone is square, as that's what afkamina is between them. We continue on with more cases of potential diomed. Let's say, instead of having boards, there's a ditch in the ground. There's an L-shaped ditch in the ground, which is 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. And it's 6 tfachim in each direction. That's judged as diomed. And once again, if you're using the Eyes of Hadar Gemara, where you have Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Pirish, he has a nice picture of it. Art Scroll also has great pictures of this. And this is basically a board in the ground. Since we have a ditch dug the size of the proper mechitzas, we view it as if it's extended upwards, and that would be proper diomed. And the Gemara continues with this. It's not ultimately that it has to be a ditch, even if it's a mound of dirt. If there's a mound of dirt there that's not a board, but it's 10 tfachim high and 4 tefachim wide, and it's six in this direction, six in that direction, that would work as well. And even miktasa charetz and miktasa gavshushes, if we have half ditch and half mound of dirt, that also is fine. Let's say we have a ditch which is five tefachim deep and four tefachim wide, and right next to it we have a mound which is five tefachim high and four tefachim wide, so that's a total of 10 tefachim by four, and again six on this side and six on that side, and so that also works because of diomed. Here's another example. Hayu chamisha kanim. Let's say there's five reeds arranged at a right angle. V'ein bein zel azesh laisha, and there isn't three tefachim in between the reeds. V'yash ben shisha lakan v'shisha lakan. There's six tefachim in each direction. You can take a look at a handy picture over here of Chaim or an art scroll. Even the Karbon Eda drew us a picture of this, that we have our five reeds arranged at a right angle, and they're within three tefachim of each other, but there's a little bit of a thickness to each reed. So that means that there's six tefachim on each side. Nidan mishum diomed. That's judged as diomed, because again, Lavid closes the gaps, and so we have six tefachim on each side. Here's another example. Shloisha, let's say there's only three reeds. V'kashar gami milamalon, and he tied like a string on top of them. Question is, ma'ushiyatz mishum peya? Could this help because of peya? And over here again, we have handy pictures where we have only three reeds, and there's six tefachim in between the reeds. But he's trying to create a tzuris of pesach. That's what pay means. We had this a few daf ago by putting the string on top. Does that work or no? And so the gemara says that no. Klom peya matzalos ajtei muchachim kol stodel. A peya tzuris of pesach doesn't work unless it's clear from all sides that we're actually making a tzuris of pesach, and there has to be other mechitza as well. But over here, this is just standalone, and it's not muchach from all the sides that we're making a tzuris of pesach, and therefore wouldn't be valid. El rather says the gemara, if you want to ask a question regarding tzuris of pesach and whether we could use it for these pasin, the question is as follows. Let's say it's completely closed off. Would that be considered like sasum, like closed, and that we would have proper mechitzas? Take a look at the fourth picture over here in Reb Chaim, where we have our three reeds that are completely connected by a string, basically a bird's eye view looking like a triangle. And over here, if we were to consider every section as Tzuris HaPesach, so then it is completely closed off. As we said before, we have to have by Tzuris HaPesach. So maybe that would be considered a valid pasin. And why is this? Because Hechmad at Amar Taman, just like you say over there, which is on Amar Aleph with the stone, Ryan, we view it, She'im Techalik, that if we were to split it, V'yeshba Shisha Lakam Shisha Lakan, and there's six here and six there, and you dance Mishum Diomed, that's Diomed, V'maruf Hachokain. Why don't we say the same thing over here? We have this triangle of Tzuris HaPesach, which considers everything closed off. That means we have a solid block of a triangle, and that would be no difference than what we did on Amar Aleph, which was Ryan viewing our square stone as if it was split down the middle, making two triangles, and if there's six tefachim here and six tefachim there, that would be valid yomid. The Gemara answers that no, Taman, over there on Amar Aleph, ad klipas Hashem achitzoyin ad asid lamida. The reason why it works over there is because when we do this Ryan, we view it as if it's completely carved out and shaped into two boards. We said it could be extremely thin, that's no problem, and as long as we have six tefachim on each side, that would be considered pasin, the proper boards. But v'hach over here, ma'esach, what could you say? Im oimer at kain, if you're going to suggest the same thing, that we're going to view it as if it's carved out, well then batal tehilchos peya, you've now completely nullified the peya. The whole reason why we're able to create mechitzas here in the first place is because we made a triangle string on top, creating a full triangle of mechitzas, and then if you're going to say royin, that's as if we're carving into these mechitzas, well then you have no mechitzas, and then you don't have any walls to carve into, and therefore would not work in this case. We continue with more situations. Hakaisol, a wall, the ilon, a tree, the ishus kanim, a whole bunch of reeds together, they're all coming out of the same base, nidanim shum diomed, they could all be used as diomed. Now, olam eilehen, if they grew on their own, metaltlon behen ad beisosayim, one could carry in this area up until two beisa. That's because, as we've learned previously, it's not mukif ladira, it wasn't put there specifically in order to be able to carry, so you only have maximum up until two beisa. However, asan biyad, if he put them there bedafka, metaltlon behen afilukura afilukurayim, he could carry there even up until a kor or even two kor, because he put them there dafka, setting up this area, so now it's considered mukif ladira, and that's what he could carry even in much more space. Here's some more example of these pasin. Haisa be'er achas gadol. Let's say there was a very large well. L'chatzio asa, l'chatzio lo asa. For half of it, he made pasin. For half of it, he didn't. Take a look at the picture titled Aleph in Reb Chaim, or Artskol has it as well, where there's a well, and the pasim only cover half of the well, but the other half of the well is outside of the pasim. Does it work or not? And the answer is l'chatzio asa mutter, l'chatzio lo asa aser. For the half of the well that has these pasin, one's allowed to use it. The half of the well that doesn't have the pasin, he's not allowed to use it. Here we have another case. Hayushtayim. Let's say there's two wells next to each other. Take a look at the second picture in Reb Chaim over here. We have two wells near each other, and the outer part of both of those wells use their own right angle pasim. But what about the middle one? Could that be judged here and there? Meaning the middle pasim, which are kind of ranged like a kamatz. It's one long flat board with a smaller board coming out of it. The question is, could those be used for both this well and that well? Each well need to have its own four corners, its own four pasim, and that we can't use this for that one. And a clarification of this question is, what's the question regarding? That's if there's two people, one by each well, both filling up their buckets at the same time. And so the question is, could we use the middle pasim for both this well and that well? If there's only one person at one of the wells and the other well is completely empty, empty, nidan lakan ulakan. So for sure, those middle pasin could be used for both sides, because anyway, only one person is using this well or using the other well. But again, the whole question is, let's say we have two people, one at this well and one at that well, simultaneously wanting to draw water. Maybe we could or can't use the pasin for both wells, and we don't have an answer to this question. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.